Good morning. More unsettled weather across interior New York and New England expected today as deep tropical moisture remains entrenched over the region with temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s and dew points remaining high as well. That tropical feel will lead to scattered showers and heavier downpours as a mid-level low pressure system slowly meanders over the area from the Ohio Valley. With the low pressure center overhead, a cool pool of air will act on the warm and moist air below to produce those downpours, perhaps some thunderstorms as well, and these could produce localized flash flooding in spots. No serious flooding is expected. However, we do have flood watches out for parts of interior New York and New England into this evening. As that low continues its slow progress through the region, we'll keep at least a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast through the night tonight. Temperatures, while topping out in the 70s to around 80 today, will eventually drop back into the middle and upper 60s for overnight lows tonight, and it will remain humid. As we get into the day on Wednesday, behind this trough of low pressure, we'll enjoy more in the way of sunshine, especially the first part of the day. Some clouds will mix in. Then we'll track a front into and through the region as we get into the afternoon. The front will be relatively weak, but with the moisture in place, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible Wednesday afternoon, but not before highs reach into the middle and upper 80s. That front will stall out just to our south, leaving us with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday and more humid weather, highs in the upper 80s. At the same time, a wave of low pressure will track along the front and clouds will be on the increase. Right now, it looks like the region will stay dry through the daylight hours on Thursday, but showers and thunderstorms will be likely as that wave moves through our area on Friday. Some of the thunderstorms on Friday afternoon, depending on the timing of this wave of low pressure, could be on the stronger side. High temperatures in the middle and upper 80s once again. Finally, behind this system, it looks like we'll dry things out for the upcoming weekend with a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, lower humidity, and highs back to the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the southern extent of the front that's affecting our weather here is stretching back into the southern plains, where it will combine with a low pressure wave and strong upper level system. This will result in strong advection of warm and moist air into the southern and central plains from the Gulf of Mexico, producing scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. These storms will slowly shift eastward through midweek. The Weather Prediction Center has outlined a portion of the mid-Mississippi Valley as being in a slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding. This area will transition slightly eastward into the Ohio Valley tomorrow. Elsewhere, air quality alerts also remain in place across a large portion of central California, as well as across inland Washington and northern Idaho, as wildfires continue to infuse the air with copious amounts of smoke. Red flag warnings and fire weather watches are also in effect for much of Nevada, as well as portions of southern Wyoming. Weak monsoonal moisture, meanwhile, and daytime heating will help produce scattered showers and thunderstorms over parts of the southwest, Great Basin, and southern and central Rockies today. At Mount Washington early this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 54 degrees with a south wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany early this morning, cloudy skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 68, 97% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.92 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. Boston mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, lower 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers and storms with highs reaching the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 68, the average temperature 74, that's 3 degrees above normal. 23 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 3.01 inches now for the month, which is 1.42 inches above normal, and 25.07 inches for the year, which is 79 hundredths of an inch of rain above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 97, set in 1988 and in 1947. And the record low, 44 in 1941. Sunrise this morning was at 6 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:58 p.m., 13 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms today, some with heavy downpours, highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, some heavier downpours possible, highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours, highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, some with heavier downpours and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or storm in the afternoon, but mostly dry, mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, humid Thursday, upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Friday in the middle and upper 80s. Lower humidity with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, lower 80s, and mostly sunny in the mid-80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.